What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream. Thank you to the sponsors of To Dine For the podcast, American National and Spiritless. To Dine For the podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. For 115 years, American National has remained committed to helping people and communities make a real difference in their lives. American National supports great local community organizations led by the kind of people you hear about on To Dine For, people who are inspired to make a difference and inspire others in return. American National's philosophy is helping where it's needed helps us all. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write, and the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. Spiritless supports the conscientious cocktailer who wants to live fully but drink differently. Their signature Kentucky 74 is a distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for your favorite bourbon cocktails. It's zero alcohol, zero guilt, and just 15 calories per serving. Whether you go completely spiritless or go halvesies with a foolproof bourbon to lower the ABV in your cocktail, you can get your bottle today at spiritless.com. Use promo code TODINEFOR to get free shipping. You're listening to Dine For the podcast. I'm Kate Sullivan. Thank you for joining me as we meet the world's most innovative and brilliant minds at their favorite restaurant. On today's episode is New Orleans artist Ashley Longshore.
It's like why I like color. It makes me feel alive, you know? I want to feel alive.
If you're looking for some artistic inspiration, look no further than the wildly colorful New Orleans artist Ashley Longshore. Completely self-taught, Ashley's bold, vibrant, and bedazzled pop art is taking the art world by storm. Dubbed the next Andy Warhol, Ashley's career is ablaze with designer collaborations and installations all over the world. Ashley is both a study in art and business, and the two concentric circles that have to overlap to make a successful artist. She's taking me to her all-time favorite restaurant, Saffron Nola, to eat what she loves and find out why she loves it. You are in for a treat with this unforgettable meal and conversation. Today I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, one of the greatest food cities in this country. I'm on my way into Saffron Nola to eat, meet, and learn from one of the most successful emerging artists in the world.
So. This is my favorite restaurant.
This is Saffron.
In New Orleans, my favorite place.
We made it to Saffron Nola. Of all the restaurants in New Orleans, artist Ashley Longshore is taking me inside her absolute favorite.
These are my people.
This is my food.
This is my lair.
New Orleans, famous for its distinctive French architecture, the never-ending party on Bourbon Street, musicians on every corner, and of course, Mardi Gras. The city's official motto, laissez le bon temps rouler, let the good times roll, says it all. The Big Easy delivers on those good times and good eats, especially its famous gumbo, which is exactly how Saffron Nola got its start, when Arvinder Vilku was on a job interview and was offered a simple bowl of gumbo by the chef.
He knew my palate, and he spiced it up nicely, and that was a no-brainer. I told my wife, yes, I'm staying in New Orleans, and this is where I want to be.
So the gumbo did it.
The gumbo did it.
One bowl of gumbo, and Arvinder Vilku and his family planted their roots in New Orleans, starting a catering company turned pop-up restaurant turned James Beard Award-nominated Saffron Nola. It is here where I'm feasting with art phenom Ashley Longshore. Ashley's bold and unapologetic feminist art has drawn the attention of celebrities, high-end fashion designers, billionaire entrepreneurs, and hundreds of thousands of everyday Instagram followers. Ashley's mixed media art lays it all out as a combination of cheeky sayings, glitz, and iconic symbols wearing not-so-iconic things. To put it simply, Ashley's art makes noise. Today, Ashley is telling me how her American dream story came true as we feast on Indian cuisine with a New Orleans twist. Chicken biryani, a traditional Indian dish with saffron rice and a soft-boiled egg. An oyster bed roast, the Indian answer to Louisiana broiled oysters, served with caramelized onions, garlic, and curry leaf, sourced from a very special place.
Wait, what are the leaves from his backyard?
The curry leaves.
That's what it is.
A curried seafood gumbo filled with crab meat, shrimp, and okra that literally leaves us speechless.
It's like you can't even talk, it's so good.
And a signature cocktail to celebrate a very special meal.
So this is what's so interesting. New Orleans, you could have picked a very typical New Orleans Cajun cooking. You chose saffron, which is Indian, but for you, it's way more than just the food.
But I mean, look, yes, it is Indian, but like, wait till you have the char-grilled oysters. You know, so there is this, that amazing foundation of Indian cuisine, but then, because this family is in New Orleans, everything that's great about New Orleans is in this food.
Wow.
So it feels like home.
Wow.
It is New Orleans. To me, I'm like, this is my New Orleans food.
The hospitality, the ambiance, the
everything.
People make
everything.
It New Orleans.
Everything.
The hospitality Ashley raves about comes from the Villequeux family, a family that hustled their way up just like Ashley. In 1984, the Villequeux family immigrated to America with next to nothing. Arvinder enrolled in hospitality school and trained to be a general manager, eventually landing a job at the Intercontinental Hotel in New Orleans. His passion for food was shared by his wife, Pardeep, and so they started a catering business.
He had a propane tank set up, and he would have like this sort of makeshift wok station, and they would cook on that. Because it was just a small electric stove that they had with a small microwave, you know, hood system. But I remember that being the start of everything.
The catering business was good, but the restaurant business was the dream. Their son Ashwin took notice, especially of what hospitality meant to them.
The amount of respect and care that they gave to their guests was something that it was unbelievable.
Like a reverence.
Yeah, it was reverence. It was almost godly in a way.
They started out with a pop-up restaurant, serving their one-of-a-kind Indian cuisine once a week. In 2017, they took their dishes to the big stage, Magazine Street, with a mid-century look, velvet-lined booths, copper accents, and cherry wood in every direction. The Villequeux brought Indian food and New Orleans staples onto one plate.
No, it is not fusion. It is still holding to the authentic technique of Indian food, but using the bounties of what Louisiana and the Gulf has to offer.
Within a year, Saffron Nola was nominated for Best New Restaurant by the James Beard Foundation. It is this entrepreneurial energy that makes Saffron Nola the perfect place to sit down with Ashley Longshore, another self-made success story.
You never knew you were an artist when you were in grade school?
No. Yeah, I don't think my mother ever thought I could sit still enough to be an artist. But you know what? I'm happy for that. I'm happy that it was my idea.
And I think it's inspiring that it developed later in life. It wasn't like you were born, you felt like it was a call. Like some people say, oh, I've known since I was three that I wanted to do something. This truly developed in you. And
yeah.
You started painting and thought, wow, this is really
cool. I found peace from it. A lot of peace. Because if I'm doing that, I don't have to think about anything else. I don't have to really think about me. I don't have to think about anything. I just like zone out into making these images and things that make me feel happy and alive and brave.
Can I ask why Montana? Why was the University of Montana where you wanted to go to school?
I grew up in Montgomery, Alabama, and I didn't want to be in that traditional Southern Big Ten sorority school.
Right.
I mean, I went to Ole Miss for 6 weeks and was like, oh my God, I do not fit in here. And although that was really, you know, upsetting for me then, thinking, why don't I fit in? I realize now the reason why I didn't fit in is the best reason about me.
You were born to stand out.
You know, I've embraced my authenticity
yes.
at a very early age that caused social issues in like the fifth grade and stuff. But
you've always been different.
Yeah, I've just always been different. And you know, thank God for that. I started painting, and I found this thing that brings me unspeakable joy. Why can't this be my career? I'm an American woman. Mm. Why can't I make it rain?
Make it rain.
You know?
And make it rain you have.
You have to like, oh my God, you're not
and
ready for this.
This is the Gulf Oyster Bed Roast.
Oh.
And some breadcrumbs, curry leaves from Mr. Vilku's backyard, naan, and some fresh lemon.
Oh, this is
wait, what
phenomenal.
Are the leaves from his backyard?
The curry leaves.
That's what it is, the
oh,
little curry
that's
leaves.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
thank you very
and you're
much.
Not even ready for the ooh, na na.
I love naan. I love bread of all types and shapes and sizes.
Ooh, na na na.
Ooh, na na na.
Ooh, na na na.
This may be one of the best things I've had in a very long time.
I know that.
And this is really delicious.
You can get these char-grilled oysters all over the place, but these are the most special, most wonderful.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. You know, you've been compared to Andy Warhol. What is that like?
You know, I love that. I would rather people just go, oh, that's Ashley Longshore. But everybody needs like a sounding board. Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing. I mean, he was incredible at capturing the now of that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm capturing the now of my moment, but
right.
I also love that he was a businessman.
Right.
You know, what did he say? Making art is art, making money is art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and also why should I apologize for wanting to be successful mm-hmm. and wanting to have money?
Right.
You know, as a woman and a female artist, I want a jet, I want money, I want success, I want all those things, because you know why? I can do great things in the world when I have that.
Ashley didn't start out with jets or fancy client lists. Like so many artists, it all began in a small studio on Magazine Street.
And the rent was like $900 a month, and I remember my first sale was like $1,400, and I was like, yes! Yes! I've got money for my rent! Yes! We're having sushi tonight, you know?
We'll have more from our delicious meal in just a minute, but first, thank you to our sponsors. To Dine For, the podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. There's a funny thing about most insurance commercials, whether they feature lizards or birds or funny cartoon characters. It seems like they want you to think about anything but insurance. American National, on the other hand, has real local agents who get to know you, so they can help you reach better decisions about your insurance to make sure you're protecting what matters most to you. American National agents are part of your community. They're your neighbors. So whether it's solutions for your home, your small business, your farm, or your life, you can count on your local American National agent to make sure you get the discounts you deserve and the protection you need without paying for extras you don't. With American National, you get an ally, not just a web page. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write in the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. If you're like me, there are times when you want to feel like you're having a fancy cocktail, but you don't actually want the alcohol. So I love Kentucky 74 from Spiritless. It's a distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for your favorite bourbon cocktails, but with just 15 calories per serving and none of the guilt. You can pre-order your bottle today at spiritless.com. Use the promo code TODINEFOR to get free shipping. Now back to our conversation.
What kept you going when it was clear that you were a struggling artist, that you were just beginning, that you weren't making a splash the way you are now?
Challenging myself. But also, if I would get like a little bit of press in like a small little magazine, I would be like, ooh, that's right. That's right. I mean, I think like you can have your eye on the prize and
right.
you want to like go as far as you can, but along the way, you got to celebrate
small victories.
Well, I mean, look at people like, you know, trekking up Mount Everest.
Right.
You know, you got to be happy for every little notch that you get up on that mountain,
yeah.
you know. Sometimes you got to sit down and like watch the snowfall.
Mm-hmm. When did you start thinking or knowing that your art could be a political voice?
I got tickled with like phrases. And mixing them with other imagery and then, you know, painting them on these huge canvases like the I do not cook, I do not clean, I do not fly commercial. I don't know, it tickles me. I like the humor in that.
You like to make people laugh.
I think I just, you know, as you get to know yourself and you know your inner voice and you become comfortable with it, I think one day I just decided I'm gonna add text to these paintings.
Ashley loves to poke fun at politics with humor and sarcasm, often adding text on top of her paintings. Her ironic look at consumerism, fashion, and excess is tongue-in-cheek, intended to make her customers laugh, think, and hopefully buy her art.
What have you gained so much from having your own gallery and interacting with your clients and that you're so proud of?
I mean, aside from keeping 100% of my profit margins, which I think is really important, I mean, I know who all my collectors are. Mm-hmm. It brings me peace and joy and happiness to know that. When collectors hang up their artwork and they send me a picture and they're like, Ashley, we have so many happy memories around this art.
So you made a conscious effort at some point in your career to not put your art in another gallery, but to keep it in your own.
Well, yeah, because I thought, why would I give up the most precious thing I have, my inventory, mm-hmm. to somebody who I really have no idea if they're actually gonna give a damn about selling it or not?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, is this the gumbo?
Oh, look at that.
Oh my God. Even if you just take like the smallest little taste of this.
Yes.
The roux, like it's, it's
delicious.
It's a full blown orchestra.
It is excellent. Well, this has thrown me. This is, I don't know where to go from here.
I know.
This is delicious.
Yeah, I know. The first time I tasted this, I cried at the table.
You did?
Yeah. Like a baby.
Because you, as an artist, you can recognize the artistry in other disciplines.
I just like euphoria. It's like why I like color. It makes me feel alive, you know? I want to feel alive.
Do you think you feel things more passionately than other people?
I think I put out an extraordinary amount of energy.
You do, yeah. But I think your passion for everything you do and everything that's in your orbit mm-hmm. is what makes you so successful and so wonderful and so fun.
I'm fun.
You are fun.
Because at the end of the day, look, people can get all crazy about stuff. We sell paintings.
Right.
They make people happy.
Right.
There's no reason to go crazy about that. I mean, like, this is about joy. It's business and we've got work to do. Mm-hmm. But God, let's enjoy it.
It hasn't been all sparkles and rainbows. Ashley is quick to point out this has been a 25-year climb, and she has had many days where she worked hard with nothing to show for it, including a memorable night in New York City after a failed art show.
Went back to the hotel, was sobbing so loud, the security guard came up and like knocked on the door, like, ma'am, are you okay?
You were crying like, so loud the security like, guard checked
you,
on you?
You know when you cry like... Like that kind of cry, like I have I can't get air
like
in my
heaving,
lungs,
yes.
Just like, you know. And even then I just thought, you know what, screw this. Mm-hmm. I gotta do this a different way.
Interesting, so your reaction to that moment of failure, your reaction to that was, let me pivot, let me find a different way to make it happen.
Well, of course, yeah. Well, yeah, what am I going to do? I don't have any options. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. This is what I love. This is my joy. This is America. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, I've said it before, but, you know, sometimes I say this to my team every day. You don't know if it's going to rain money or if it's going to be a storm, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, you know, if you keep in your mind and you're optimistic, you realize that, you know, makes the best fertilizer. Mm-hmm. So you have to have that. And also it pushes you to be creative. It pushes you to your next level. Because people go, oh my God, this happened so fast. I'm like, well, no. I just have not given up on myself. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I was down in that little hole of a studio working my tail off, mm-hmm. stacking up my paper, mm-hmm. hoping I could have a bigger studio like I have now, mm-hmm. hoping for opportunities to travel all around the world. I mean, my God, I'm the artist in residence at Bergdorf Goodman. I have my own cafe there that I designed. I work with Diane von Furstenberg. I mean, I'll be in a bubble bath and Diane will call and go, darling, we need to do paintings of Florence Nightingale and Princess Diana for our inspiration room. And I'm like, hang up the phone. And P.S. it's probably at like 6:15 in the morning. I'm like, wow. But life is just, this is crazy.
Fashion icon Diane von Furstenberg isn't the only one calling Ashley. Dubbed by the New York Times as fashion's latest darling, Ashley has created a space where art and fashion can coexist, and the designers are hooked. Her collaborations are a laundry list of some of the biggest names in fashion and furnishings. Ashley has painted for Christian Siriano for New York Fashion Week. She's designed attention-grabbing packaging for Maybelline, and she made history as the first solo female artist to exhibit at Bergdorf Goodman, a New York City fashion landmark.
You feel like you're at the beginning of your empire building?
Yes. I feel like any creative person, in the beginning you're like, see me, see me,
right.
see me.
Right.
And then finally, after 25 years, you know, I got that opportunity to be at Bergdorf Goodman. And they said, oh, one of their buyers had seen my portrait of Little Wayne at the Pontchartrain Hotel here, again, New Orleans, my mama. And she said, you know, I really love that. And, oh my God, I went on your website. I love your work. We'd love to have a couple of your pieces. And I said, I appreciate that more than you know. However, I would love the opportunity to send you over a PDF of 100 paintings, lots of sculptures and furniture. I think I could fill that whole hall up. Just give me the shot. She said, absolutely, send it over. 2 days, I get the phone call. Ashley, we're giving you the whole 7th floor at Bergdorf Goodman. That whole iconic hallway. And not only that, you'll be the first woman to have a solo show in the history of Bergdorf Goodman.
And that's how the collaboration with Bergdorf began.
And then I get a phone call. You know what? David Hoey, you know, they're very famous window designer. David wants to give you a window. And I'm like, so what do? I work. You know what? The easiest thing is getting the opportunity. The hard part is proving yourself and working your tail off. Mm. I painted so much that they had more than enough art for that iconic hallway. And then David gave me 6 windows down Fifth Avenue.
Wow. Wow.
That's right.
Started with 1 and then you got the 6.
That's right.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, everybody else is like, we want Ashley Longshore too.
What role has social media played in your success? And you have a lot of fun with social media.
Oh yeah. But I mean, literally, I started using Facebook and all those platforms because I was like, I don't want to have to pay to get postcards.
Free advertising.
I don't want to have to pay for stamps.
Yes.
You know, this is a way for me to market myself.
And to reach as many people as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, look, when you're trying to pay your rent, you just, you know, you got to get creative. Mm-hmm. I feel like the growth in technology throughout my career has just been such, it's just my time. Oh my God, oh God.
Wow,
oh,
wow.
You're not ready.
Wow.
Dum, 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 dum. Girl, you're not ready when
curried,
I come in here.
Curried chicken infused with basmati rice.
Oh, amazing.
And may I serve you?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Wait till you taste this.
Delicious.
Oh my God.
Delicious.
Is that not everything?
Yes, it's everything. Describe the best day you've had in the past year. Like, what's been a day that you've just, it's made you squeal, that you've had so much fun or you've really enjoyed?
God, they're all so great. I love being able to spoil my dad.
Tell me about your dad.
He's so enthusiastic and he's so, I'm gonna cry. He just believed in me. Yeah. You know, he let me be this wild, outrageous artist and, you know, dropping F-bombs and saying, Daddy, I'm going to be an artist. And he just really let me be me.
He saw you for who you are, loved
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So I gave him a black MX and told him he had a monthly budget and it's the best thing ever.
Your dad was in advertising.
Yes.
What did he teach you that you use now?
I mean, that enthusiasm is the greatest superpower. People just lack enthusiasm, you know? You know, yes, I'm excited to be here and thank you for the opportunity. Mm. It's like, you know, it's infectious. It's magnetic when you put that out there. And work hard,
yes.
You know, like my father has an unbelievable work ethic. Nobody gave him anything. You know, he's a self-made man. He had the largest independent publisher rep firm in the United States. He represented so many magazines. And, you know, when I was a little girl, I'd wake up at 6 a.m. and my dad had already gotten on an airplane at you know, he left the house at 4 o'clock in the morning to fly to Detroit or to New York and was home, you know, at midnight and then back up at his office, you know, at 6 o'clock the next morning. So, I mean, I learned hustle.
You got the work ethic from
yeah.
your dad.
I mean, you have to have work ethic.
The common theme among all the guests this season and something that I'm really focusing is on creativity in other industries. You're the poster child for creativity, but how can people learn something from you and apply it to their daily lives in a different field? And something that...
Optimism. Totally optimism. Mm. Look, I can sit here right now and tell you why today has absolutely sucked. Mm. I could list you off 15 things right now that were stressful, horrible, reasons not to get out of my bed, things that were, you know, that sucked.
Yeah.
Or I can tell you why today was the best day on the planet. I mean, I consciously have that choice.
It's your viewpoint of how you look at it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is optimism. I'm a self-taught artist from Montgomery, Alabama.
That is the American dream.
I didn't go to business school. All I'm saying is I wake up every morning and I tell myself the reasons why I can do it, mm-hmm. not the reasons why I can't.
Well, today is the day. Thank you for taking me to Saffron.
Thank you.
If you really want to see what it's like to be Ashley Longshore, a trip to her Magazine Street gallery is a must. Stepping inside her studio feels like stepping inside her brain. It is a bustling place with something new unfolding in just about every direction. Books, art installations, furniture, all with Ashley's signature pops of color and sparkle.
Oh, this place is a wow.
It's a lot. It's like Fantasia. It's my little fortress in the world of happiness.
Ashley's paintings now sell for tens of thousands of dollars. She's come a long way, and her dreams now include starting a foundation to help up-and-coming artists like herself.
It's a very intoxicating process to take a thought and turn it into something tangible.
Yes.
And I think, you know, when we talk about New Orleans and we talk about the art scene and the cuisine in this city, I mean, chefs do the same thing. They taste a herb and then they have an idea. Mm-hmm. My God, that would go great with this fish, or this would be amazing with a bechamel sauce, you know? For me, you know, I have an idea or an experience and I go, oh my God, you know, I've got to do, I just closed this big deal and sold art to this person. I'm shooketh, you know, let me do a huge painting that says that. It's, you know, or it's time to stop not being Warren Buffett. I love the idea that I could be a woman in America, and if I'm willing to just mind my business, work as hard as I can, anything can happen. And that's really special.
What a fun afternoon. Ashley Longshore is an American original. Self-taught, self-made, self-inspired to become a version of herself that only she could dream up. She has sketched and painted and bedazzled the world for herself and then stepped inside. She said painting gives her unspeakable joy. Watching her live her version of the American dream gives me unspeakable joy. It also gives us all a sense of what's possible. With wild imagination, incredible amounts of hard work, and a little dash of glitter. Thanks for listening to Dine For the Podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todinefortv.com. You can find us on Instagram at todinefortv and Facebook at todinefor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of To Dine For the Podcast, American National and Spiritless. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Golner. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers, stay hungry, and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.